Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing, and I'm making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Hi.
Hi, Loretta.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. How did your meeting go?
Oh, it was good. I wish we met like that all the time. That felt good.
Really?
What? Yeah, going right after lunch and, I mean, right after church and we ate.
Getting it out the way.
Yeah, and out the way and I'm home. I was tired, but I was.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did you talk to your brother?
Not today. I talked to him yesterday.
Daniel? Okay.
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday.
Okay.
How'd you?
All right. We got some callers coming in. Let me go ahead and click them over. 305, I don't know who that is.
That's Janet Williams.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, I have 688-4181. Your name, please?
Janet Williams.
Okay, and Mom, Daddy Werner. And I also have 769-0768.
Ray Allen.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Auntie Betty.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Good, good, good.
Okay, we're going to give it a couple more minutes and see if anyone else is going to call in on the prayer line.
Not as 30.
Gotten better.
Good evening, LaToya.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you have Kadari?
Okay, Angela, you want to go ahead and get started?
Sure can. Let's do a roll call first. I have Mom, I have Loretta. Was that Janet Williams?
Yes.
Okay, we have Mr. Varner, we have Miss Allen, we have Bruce, Auntie Betty, LaToya, and Kadarius. Did I miss anyone?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to bless the line. Give an honor to our Lord with praise and thanksgiving. Lord, we ask that you cast out into the darkness anything that is not of you. Today, the Lord calls us to separate ourselves from security and familiarity so that we would go forth on faith, not sin, yet believe. I'm going to start with LaToya. LaToya? Did we lose her?
And our faith can hit an all-time low, whether it is financial crisis, a health crisis, family crisis, a national crisis. The enemy tried to take away hope during these challenging times. But from the history of Noah to Abraham, to all the prophets, they all confirm that God is faithful. You can trust in God's word and not be moved by word, by doubt and fear. As we move into these times more and more, we are witness the vanishing event, both natural and man-made. The daily assault of terrorism has shaken America and the world. How can a Christian hold on to hope and faith in such crisis situations that not only threaten our finances, well-being, but our very life as well? When we focus on the condition, it is difficult not to be taken to the very core of our soul. When thousands of innocent lives are lost and others injured, our young men are called up to a war on terrorism to die, as necessary for the liberty and safety of our country and world. We can experience fear instead of faith. In these difficult storms of life, there may seem to be no place to turn, no comfort anywhere, but we must never forget that God is our refuge and strength, and a very present help in trouble. God defends on your behalf and rebuke the wind and the waves that seek to drown and destroy faith. And behold, there the rows of great temples in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. And his disciple came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. When the storm of the temples hit our life in whatever manner it is manifest, our human reaction can be fear, just like Christ's disciples react. Lord, we perish. It is the nature of human flesh to look identically on the circumstance rather than on God, power, and provision. Worry is human, but it does not accomplish anything. Worry loses power in the face of faith. Worry is like a dust storm on a hot day. You may temporarily become confused and lose your way, but when you step out in faith, you rise above the haze level of the storm and find that the worry has lost its power. Panic, disaster, when facing with the power of God. The following scripture truly above the root of the and shall not see when the heart comes, when the heat comes, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I trust. Therefore, we will not fear. Through the earth, we can endure and overcome every situation and obstacle in glorious victory. Away with any glooms and sadness, away with the shadow of doubt and fear. His joy will be your strength. Keep your thought positive and help hopefully. Not despairing. Give in to despair is a sin. Despair put out the candle of hope in our lives. Stand on His word and you will win the war. Again, doubt the fear in these troubled times. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you for that. Did LaToya come back?
Yes, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Would you like to say something?
Before who I, Jesus Christ, have been ever been set forth, crucified among you. This only what I learn are you. Receive you the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. Are you so foolish, having been in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, He therefore that minister to you in the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth He it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that. Loretta?
Yes, I would like to share out of 1 Kings 8, 56 through 61. And it goes on to say, this is when Solomon was king. Blessed be the Lord who has fulfilled His promise and given rest to His people, Israel. Not one word has failed of all the wonderful promises proclaimed. The earth know that the Lord is God and that there is no other God at all. O my people, may you live good and perfect lives before the Lord our God. May you always obey His law and commandment, just as you are doing today. Amen.
Amen.
Right, thank you. Ms. Williams?
Okay, what was that scripture you just read?
1 Kings 8, 56 through 61.
Okay, I would like to share from Philippians 2, I believe, beginning with verse 4, I think 4 through 7. the subject is Let the Mind of Christ Be in You. Beginning with verse 4, Philippians 2. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Mrs. Allen?
Back to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm coming from 1 Peter, and the 5th chapter, I will read 1 through the 4th verse. The elder who are among you, I exalt godly, and the sinners appear. That's 1 Peter, the 1st to the 4th verse.
Amen.
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 All right, next I have Bruce. Thank you so much, Miss Allen. Next I have Bruce.
Okay, just want to read a few scriptures out of Galatians as well. I'm going to start in the 3rd chapter, starting at the 26th verse. But before I start, somebody reminded me the other day that you can't have the new without the old. And in the Old Testament, right out of Genesis, we were introduced to Abraham. And this part of Galatians in the New Testament reminds us of our connections with Abraham, as well as with Jesus Christ, as well as with God. And it reads, you all are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Bruce. Moving around to Auntie Betty.
Yes, I would like to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I have become a sounding brass or a timbrel cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abide faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Amen.
Amen.
Boy. Thank you, Aunt Beth. That was nice.
Uh-huh.
Loretta, did we have any more callers to join?
No one has joined in.
Okay. I'll go ahead and read from Psalms 91. This is a special prayer for Hubert and any other family or friend member that is imprisoned, not only physically, but also in their mind. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Upon the lion and the cobra, you will trample the great lion and the serpent, because he loves you, says the Lord. I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will come upon me, and I will answer him. I will with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We'll move around to the sick and shut-in.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Amen.
Hope you all had a blessed week. May you now bow your head for the sick and shut-in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you send your healing hands down to touch the lives of our family, friends, and loved ones that is in need of healing. Dear Heavenly Father, our special prayer for Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Billy Mitchell, Billy Morgan, Malachi, Vicky Hussman, the Wells family, Miss Walker, Maxine Richards, Vestai, Tony, Mary Ann, Daniel Lowe, Uncle Champ, DeMarcus, Abraham Azula, Mary Lowe, Daniel Zeke, and anyone else that we are not aware of. We ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you. Breathe in them the Holy Spirit and make them whole again. Remind them that you are still in control. We plead the blood over everyone that is here and the ones that are not here, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. We shall confess with our tongue and believe in our hearts that you have the last word, and that all things are possible through you. Matthew 19:26. God, you are our healer, you are our provider, and we believe in your words. We ask that you remove any demonic spirit that is affecting our sick and shut-ins. We thank you for the works you have done, for the works that you are doing, and we promise not to put anyone or anything before you. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for a special request to have my brother Hubert Lowe to be released and put on the path of righteousness. Surround all of us with spiritual people, for our help comes from you. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Now we're around to the birthdays. Do we have any birthdays for the week of?
Shirley William.
Who was, I'm sorry?
Shirley William.
Shirley?
Faith.
Stacy?
Yes.
Faith.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if we don't have any more, do we have a volunteer to sing the birthday song?
I'll sing it.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I have something.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
I don't like to, this time last week in Atlanta, I enjoyed being with my daughter and sons and wife.
Oh.
And I tell my wife, we were with one of the celebrities last week, but we missing one. We ain't got her yet. So we're waiting on her.
I'm on my way.
And I'm glad to have my sisters on tonight. And I'm proud of that. And just
on
their name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Great. Whatever that, Loretta, you have a beautiful granddaughter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you. I've seen some of your pictures.
Hey, and we did send each other's company, so I really did appreciate that. Bruce, do you have anything to share on the call? Hello.
Hi.
Did we lose him?
Brother Bruce, he's still there.
Did I have anything?
Yeah.
No.
I heard through the grapevine.
Everybody last week. Seemed like the time went by too fast. We need to do that like real soon.
It did go fast.
You forgot what that news you told us at the end of the day last Sunday.
Yeah, I only heard through the grapevine.
Y'all are funny. We are expecting another child, so this will make number 4, and the expected date should be sometime in August.
Anything else to say? Go ahead and get ready to close out, and I guess we would be closing from Matthew's.
Yes.
Matthew 6:9. I will volunteer to read Matthew 6:9.
Angela, may I close out using Psalm 20 in song? There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. There's a sweet expression on his face, and I know that it's the presence of the Lord. This place. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All righty, everyone. Thank you for joining, and I hope everyone have a blessed week.
Thank you.
We'll talk next week.
Happy Valentine to everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Have a blessed week. Yeah. God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.